Debbie and Michael Tigre here to talk about a charitable event that's coming up. And this is the one moment where we can all come together and not argue for a few moments. Christina and I have been going at it since the beginning of the show
today.
Thank
goodness you're here.
It's hard to believe how often Christina is wrong and how often I have to point it out to her. But
and he's right on a daily, if not minutely, basis.
I am not always right. I'm just right the majority of the time. Fair assessment?
Majority of the time?
Yeah, the majority.
Like, what do you
51%?
Think? 51%? Oh, absolutely. That's absolutely
safe.
Not.
So is Adam Scott a European?
No,
he's
an Australian. Okay. You know what? I told you. I confuse
Thank
him and Luke
you.
Donald. I think they have the same. They have a similar profile. They're tall, skinny, white guys who play golf, and they're both really good. And they're both, like, top five in the world.
And they have a lot of money.
Adam Scott was not a top five in the world prior to the Masters.
Was he top 10? You want to split hairs? Yeah, of course he was. He was on the list of one of the best guys never to win a major, but not
that
anymore.
That's true. He's in the top five on that.
Is Luke Donald on that list?
No, Luke Donald's won a major.
He did?
Hasn't he?
I don't think
no,
so. I think he was on the list.
He's on the list.
Yeah, he's on the list. Sergio Garcia.
Yeah, that's right. I was thinking Poulter.
Sergio's
there you
on
go.
The
I
list.
Was thinking Matt McDowell.
I'm going to die with two things on my resume. I've never played Augusta, mm-hmm. and Sergio Garcia's never won a major.
That is for sure true.
Yeah, it's sad. I always root for him. How are you?
We're great.
Good to see you.
Good.
Debbie, pull that mic up
there
if you can. You can manipulate that in any
okay.
way possible. Carousel After Dark coming up.
Yes, next this Saturday. We are really excited about it. It goes to benefit Camp Aldersgate, which is a they provide camps for kids with special needs. And the event was titled after the carousel that we just received by a private donor. It was one of the carousels at War Memorial Park when the amusement park was there. Some of the horses are being retrofitted so that all the kids can ride them. We have kids in wheelchairs and different kinds of special needs.
So this will be at the camp? The carousel will be?
It sure will.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Where is the event?
The event is at Twin City Limo, which is the old Cook Jeep dealership on Main Street. Very easy to get to, off 630. It's this Saturday night from 7 to 10, and it's a New Orleans-styled event. And with that comes shrimp po' boys. I know that's near and dear to your heart.
It's extremely.
Crawfish etouffee uh-huh. and beignets with lots of powdered sugar.
How do you do?
Hurricanes.
That's probably more up my alley.
Yeah.
Hurricanes are the drink of the night.
Okay.
So for $50, you get all that, plus a silent auction that has Southwest Airline tickets, Texas Ranger tickets. We have some duck calls, handmade duck calls, and a bunch of other stuff. But the greatest thing, it's casual. No ties, no tucks. And we hope that you can come out and join us and get tickets at campaldersgate.net. That's campaldersgate.net. Or you can buy them at the door. But it's going to be a good time. We have music from Barrett Baber.
Well.
Do you know Barrett?
He just doubled the chances of me coming to this thing.
Well, and we have two tickets to give away.
He just quadrupled the chances of, we're going to give them away? Okay.
You are disqualified from participating.
Yeah, Barrett is, I've known Barrett for a long time. He is a former Buzz employee, as a matter of fact.
And that's the first time I've gotten his name right in 2 weeks.
He's a great guy. He's an excellent performer, too, and he's educating the youth of America. Now, there's a guy we should have on the show. He actually teaches debate in Northwest Arkansas at a high school.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, we should.
Yeah, he would be good. He's good at arguing.
You would be wrong so much more.
Well, this event is getting better all the time. I love it. So it's a great cause. It's got great food and great drinks, and you got great entertainment. That's what I call an awesome event.
We'll have a carousel bar. So
how does that work?
Be fun. I don't know how it's going to work.
Around.
That's just what they told me.
There's a carousel
There's
bar.
Something
at
spinning.
It sounds
near the bar.
Interesting.
It does.
And it's going to be a good time.
You spend too much time there, you'll be spinning.
Well, that's true too. Well, it's a new event center on Main Street. Like I said, the old Jeep Cook, but they've really turned that place into an A-rate.
Do you know what the physical
center.
Address is?
It is.
Cause I'm not familiar with Cook Jeep.
Okay, Main Street 901 Main Street. Right across the street from Fuller Hardware.
That I know.
I'm throwing them a plug by
yep.
accident, but anyway, okay. there they go.
Okay. How many folks are you expecting at this thing?
Well, 200 to 300. We have more.
All right.
That's exciting.
More is better.
What are the hours?
7 to 10.
7 to 10.
Okay.
All the money goes to two things, the maintenance and operation of the carousel, and the other money goes to the camp. And it is really a diamond in the rough for Arkansas. I mean, it is a camp for not just children, but individuals with disabilities. It's their camp. And, depending on what type of camp they'll be having, that week or weekend, they have medical staff on board. And they make this place work for everybody, that people can swim, they can fish, they campfires, the whole nine yards. And It really is a diamond in the rough for Arkansas.
Yeah, they have different med camps specific to whatever, if it's muscular dystrophy or if it's a heart condition, different things.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think there's a camp that the firefighters that we benefit for Buzzbecue, I think they do a camp over there for burn victims.
I think they do.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Well,
good
great.
Event.
Yeah, it's, again, this Saturday, 7 to 10, and you can go to campaldersgate.net if you want to buy in advance, or you can buy at the door, $50 a pop.
Yep. $50 a pop. And you have tickets to give away however you
we will find
want
a way.
To do.
I'll let Christina come up. I actually have a trivia question that
I was
we will
about to say, yeah.
I do. This is actually an interesting day in history. Some significant things in history happened on this date, and we'll do that in a minute. What would be your master's dinner? Either one of you. What if you had to combo it? If you guys had to go in on a master's dinner, being a husband-wife team, and come up with something that would be mutually acceptable to both, what would it be?
Well, he just came back from the Masters.
So
you didn't get any
did
Bubba's,
you go for the four,
did you get any Bubba's chicken and mashed potatoes?
Well, we did stop in Tupelo, and we went to Connie's Chicken House. And it's on Roadmasters or on the internet, on Road Food. And it was fabulous. I'm going to throw them a plug. If you're ever there, you got to go. So I'm kind of leaning towards the fried chicken. And what would you have?
I want to have steak.
So we have steak and fried chicken.
That's
We're
good.
Covering all of our bases.
Christina would help you with the sides. That's apparently your strong suit.
Sides are my thing. Sides and dessert. I can do that.
Spinach salad or
no, I
iceberg?
Oh, spinach.
Okay, spinach.
Yeah, as long as you go anti-Brussels sprouts, I'm fine with it.
Roasted Brussels sprouts are actually amazing.
Yeah, I guess if you roast anything and put a bunch of butter on it, it's almost everything.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you can make my phone taste pretty good.
Throw some spices on it, roast it, caramelize it. It's delicious.
You could fry them.
Fried Brussels sprouts?
Why not?
I'm not a big fan of frying
You
things.
Like that?
Yeah, I'd be good with that. That would be the only way I would want to eat them. My aunt used to force them on me. Every time I went to her house, I was like, really? Brussels sprouts again? I mean, I'm over here like once a month. Every night I'm here, you have Brussels sprouts. How often do you people eat Brussels sprouts? I hate them. You know I hate them.
I tried to cook them the way this restaurant does called Edwards, and they're the best I've ever had.
I love my Aunt Connie, but she doesn't make them in the way that I wanted them. And I don't like cooked cabbage, period. And basically, they're just little cabbages.
I want to say we had Brussels sprouts last night.
Yeah. Say it.
Did you make them?
We
did you fry them?
Real elaborate system. You take this bag and you put it in the microwave. And you push 5 minutes.
Steamed.
And they come out and they've got butter and they're
actually
good.
He was in charge last night.
Okay,
yeah, it was good. Microwave.
Efficient chef. I like it. If you haven't heard lately, everybody was kind of wondering what would happen to Mike Rice, the embattled Rutgers coach who was eventually fired. Who's a bigger idiot? The AD there who was also fired for not firing,
or the hired him?
No, or the idiot that blew it on the ruling at the Masters over the weekend.
Oh, the AD for sure.
Okay, toss up. You're both terrible at your job.
You
should both be
debating
canned.
The ruling. You think what?
No, the ruling was accurate. I think it was fine, but the fact that Augusta said no, it was okay, and then somebody called and go, hey, that wasn't okay. Yeah, you're right, it wasn't okay. Yeah. It's like, look, dude, your whole job is to make sure that the rules are enforced properly. Yeah. You clearly are not good at it.
No, there's just so many rules.
Maybe like if I showed up here today and I was
all
like,
4 days?
No, we went. On a practice round.
Practice round.
In the week.
Okay. Michael, if I
so
showed up
fun.
Here and just went, how long would I be on the radio? Because guess what? My whole job is to talk, right?
That's
so his
right.
whole job is to enforce the rules. You suck at it. You're fired. You're out. Sorry, bro. That's the way it goes. You can come back next year as a patron.
Well, here is a question that is still a little unclear to me after watching it. When he dropped 2 yards back or 3 yards.
It wasn't 2 yards.
Did he think that he was following the red stake rule or the yellow stake rule? Like, why did he think he could do that?
He
and that was a little
thought
unclear.
That he could drop it nearest to the pitch mark. So it.
No, he clearly thought he could go line extended. He melded the two rules.
Exactly. I think he thought he had at least two club lengths,
I read
or
several,
he could go back as far as he wants.
I read several assessments of what exactly happened and what exactly he thought. And it was a melding the two rules we talked about, because he could have done one or the other,
yeah.
And he melded them together, thinking he could go back as far as he went on a straight line from
but
his
that,
previous
that
shot.
That was the other one, where you have to keep the stake and where it entered in line, in a straight line back, so that would have taken him into the bush on the right-hand or the left-hand side, no matter where you're looking at. So that would have been on the left-hand side.
Well, even Faraday messed that up. You know, when he
first
went in
there,
he described the yellow stake rule, and then he went, oh, no, it's red, and then he goes, but red, and then he had everybody confused. So that's where it started.
See, that's what's amazing is these guys make their living on this, and they're still confused. It happens. I mean,
there's just so many rules.
I broadcast football games. I still get confused on a rule now and again. It happens. It's okay, and there's a lot more rules in golf, so I'll give Faraday a pass. Faraday could do just about anything, and it's fine. Anyway, back to Mike Rice. He's a clown. And he is apparently coaching again. This time, he is not coaching Division I men. He's not even coaching Division I women. He is, in fact, coaching a 7th grade girls team.
What is his daughter's team or something?
That I don't know. But there's a guy who has a Twitter handle called @HoopsCritic. He says, one of my moles is watching Mike Rice coach 12-year-old girls at Holmdel High in New Jersey right now, as crazy as ever, yelling at both refs and kids. Just this afternoon, Rice told a 12-year-old girl, I can't even look at you, and the ref told my guy he would have teed him up 2 times if it was high school. He says, just to clarify, I'm not joking, Mike Rice is actually coaching a 7th grade AAU girls team, and he's still acting like a madman.
Tell me it's his daughter. Tell him there's no way that anyone's paying him
it
to do that.
It doesn't matter, because the thing is, his whole deal was mea culpa, and he was going to try to fix his attitude and his way of behaving. Guess what? He hasn't fixed it. So whether he's coaching his kid or someone else's kid, they're 12, first of all. Second of all, your whole deal is, I can't act like this anymore, and I know that. Well, you know what? You were supposed to go into some sort of therapy and anger management. Clearly, he hasn't done that. You are no way fit to be on a sideline anytime soon. I am cool with forgiving him and letting him get back on a sideline at some point down the road, but not right now.
You're right. First time said it today. You're right.
Anyway, Debbie Michael, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Anytime. We'll give these tickets away coming up. CampAldersgate.net.